Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Oh yeah, the future is coming. The future is coming. Make it brighter. With Squarespace.
Website, you need to wake up to it in the morning. You go to your computer, and then without warning, you're just trying to design a website, but you're doing it all on your own. And you need something to help you from the comfort of your own home. Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a website that's unique. You can have a website beautiful and brilliant and also on fleek.
The future is coming. Get brighter with Squarespace. Showcase your work, your blog, your publish your content. You can sell products, I mean, you can sell like a tent, like a cool tent you take camping. Or maybe you have sets for stamping, like customizable stamps. Yeah, that would be cool.
You can customize everything, gotta sell it on your website very quick. Just take a look from the settings and products. You can do it all in one click. Got beautiful templates, world-class designers, and it's all there for you when there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever, cause you got other things to do.
Head to squarespace.com for that free trial. And when you're ready to launch, why don't you smile? Use the offer code OFFBOOK to save 10% off your first purchase, website or domain. The future is coming.
Future's here now. I hope you're ready for it.
Squarespace, get you ready for that future.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical
podcast
with
Zach and Jess.
I'm
Zach.
You're the audience. That's
Jess.
We did it. Perfect intro.
Give it up for Scott Pastorella on the keys.
King of pianists, pianist of kings. Scott, the incomparable.
Guys, guess what?
What?
It's happening. We have her here. Finally.
No. What
Get
took
ready.
So long?
Get ready. Well, honestly,
she's
her
working.
Being a successful being working
very,
artist.
Very successful. That's right.
Guys, give it up. You know her from being a hilarious stand-up comic, to Drop the Mic, to her hilarious musical improvising in Skinnerbox, to Earwolf's upcoming audio pilot, Pet Helpers. It's the one and only Eliza Skinner.
Hey, it's me.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Eliza.
Yeah.
Gosh, you're here.
I'm here.
People, do you know that Eliza taught me musical improv?
Yep, me too.
Yep.
Does everyone know?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Does everyone know?
That
she's here? Do you know what it's like to just like sit by your teacher and be like, let's do it.
Come on our podcast.
Come on our podcast.
Yeah. You guys were in my class.
Yeah.
I mean.
Weren't in the same class, were you?
No.
Yeah, no. Found each other elsewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You both did my rap battle a bunch of times too.
Man, yeah. That was fun.
That was, And then Ross Bryant moved to town and we never won again.
Yeah, it was okay. It was a good time before that though.
Hey, I mean, it's not a real competition.
No, it's not.
And it's a way to find people to collaborate with. That's the real win.
It is, however, one of the only places where it is even like the guise of competition. And both Jess and I have a streak of competitiveness that comes out in not in like a negative way, but just in like a
I can't get this out of my brain.
I can't not care about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's true of everybody. Yeah. It's easy for me to say that because I'm never the one competing. I'm always also, the one hosting it and just getting to be on stage the whole time.
It is such a fun show. And the first time Zach and I were in it at the same time, it literally was like the best possible version for our competitiveness and friendship.
Because we went up against each other twice and we each won one round.
Yes. I beat Zach the first time, but then he was brought back.
Uh-huh.
And then he beat me to win.
Oh, yeah. You guys ended up in the final round.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a boring show, but also there's some tension there.
It was great.
Like, you know, I mean, the audience was like, we already saw them battle. But you flipped it on them, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
That's it.
How's it been going since then?
I mean, now we're podcast millionaires.
Yeah.
Great.
So thank you again.
Cool. Send a check.
So, what's up?
Not much.
Cool.
Yeah.
You obviously have an amazing voice.
Don't say that.
Okay.
Because then your they're going to think it's got to be good
later. I'll set the bar lower.
Yeah.
So you have a voice that was designed in a lab by robots who only kind of knew what they were doing.
Okay. I mean, not factually true, but I'll take the description.
Okay. What do you have a favorite musical, which is a horrible question.
Sure. Well, I mean, I don't know. By the way, that is a question that I drunkenly asked at a holiday party recently to hit on a man. And that's never the way to hit on someone. Like, if you're opening with what's your favorite musical, just get out of that conversation. There's no good way for it to go. It's not the right person. It's not the right time.
I will say that is an efficient way to hit on someone because if they have a good answer, I'm like, we're together.
All right. We just skipped 3 days.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We did. I've got there's different answers to that. Probably Into the Woods. But my first favorite musical, which really lives in my heart, is Starlight Express.
Oh yeah.
Which is not a good musical.
No, but
it just checked a lot of boxes for me.
I don't know if have we talked about Starlight Express in here? Starlight Express takes place entirely on rollerblades, yes?
Quad skates when I saw it.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're on blades at this point. I think maybe AC/DC, the bisexual train that's sometimes gas and sometimes electric.
Oh,
I think
God.
He was on blades. Or she. Hey, you know, that was a confusing train.
I've got
it. It was important for a child to see.
Yes. I've got to revisit this musical.
Shaped your worldview.
It really did.
What about, I think about this all the time about how I wish I could play Bobby and Company. Is there a male part you wish you could play?
All of them?
Yes.
A.
Right.
The dentist in Little Shop.
Yeah.
Greaseball in Starlight Express.
Okay,
great.
He's the greaser train. He's cool. Which is also pretty much the same answer as saying Rum Tum Tugger and Cats, which is also true. Judas in Jesus Christ
Superstar.
It's
nice to have someone that I don't have to defend Cats to.
Ooh.
I feel I'm constantly having to defend Cats.
Did you guys
Cats
take a level
people.
Two with me?
No.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think either of you did. I assigned that in my level twos.
Starlight Express or Cats?
Just watching some Andrew Lloyd Webber. So people who've never seen musicals, because no matter what kind of musical improv you're doing, it is at its heart parodying real musical theater.
Right.
So you have to know real musical theater.
Yeah, you got to know what you're working with.
And a lot of people who take improv classes just don't and see it on stage and are like, that's fun and funny, but they don't know kind of what it's coming from. So I have to inject that into them.
Yeah.
I did when I was teaching it. So I would give them homework of watching, 1 week we would do an Andrew Lloyd Webber week, 1 week we would do Sondheim week, 1 week we would do Rodgers and Hammerstein. Rodgers and Ham. And after Andrew Lloyd Webber, they would come in what just happened and why did you do that to us?
Yeah,
and I'd
different.
Be like, you're welcome.
Yeah. I open your eyes.
Yeah.
Man, you'd be such a good Judas. Someone put that up.
Thank you.
Oh, you'd be such a good Judas.
I mean, there's that John Legend production, and Sarah Bareilles is playing Mary Magdalene, so I'm assuming they're looking at me for Judas.
Come on.
And if they're not, they're wasting their time.
Get it out there. I want to hear you wail.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Ugh.
I mean, you know, and it could be argued he loved him more than anyone, right? I mean, whoa, how complicated.
Whoa.
Oh, I love a complicated love story. Don't give me your easy love stories. It's boring.
Yeah, I love a complicated love story. Let's put some hurdles in the way. We go now to a bridal suite where the window is open, no one is inside, the curtains are fluttering over the open window, and in the doorway stands a confused groom.
A cancellation. There's been a cancellation. A cancellation for this suite. A cancellation. A cancellation. Some other bride that I was not destined to meet. So I will book this room, this bridal suite, for my bride to be. Even though I haven't met her yet, this is a plan that sounds good to me. A cancellation. There's been a cancellation. A door is open and I plan to walk on through. That's what I'm going to do.
So you want to book this for like 2 years in the future?
Wait, that's when the cancellation has been?
I don't know. You brought me up here to tell me you want to book this canceled room?
Yes.
A cancellation. A cancellation. I clean these rooms. I never stay. Behind this push cart, I've got a full heart. And I'm just waiting to hear someone say, vacant, and there's room for you. But I will just keep cleaning and hoping that's the best I can do. Oh, sorry, I just needed to get through here and...
Oh, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine.
I was just looking at this room. It seems the perfect place to find love. I don't have someone I'm in love with yet, but I'm hoping to the gods above that if I book this room, that's kind of like the secret that then love I will find. And today it's open, so I'm hoping today is the time.
A cancellation.
A
cancellation.
It's been canceled finally.
It's an opening for me.
I never get to clean this room right.
A cancellation.
It's always full.
A cancellation.
I'm always alone.
Just the beginning of my complicated love story.
All right, you can have it right now.
Okay.
Go ahead. I just...
For today, I have this room?
Yeah, you can have this room. Because there's been a cancellation. I thought you were the groom that this bride ran out on. Because you're in a tux.
A bride ran... Oh, I'm sorry. I should keep going with my rounds.
You're fine. You're fine.
No. These bangs always in my eyes.
Do you clean this room? I guess you clean all the
rooms.
Not
usually. But... Usually it's just too full of love. You know, somebody coming in, somebody going out, starting lives together. Me, I'm just... waiting for a chance to change the trash. Huh. I've talked too much.
No. I'm Daniel.
Oh. I'm Melissabeth.
Melissabeth.
All right, I'm just going to go back to the concierge desk.
No,
excuse
sorry.
Me.
What's your name?
Oh, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll call you if I need you, I guess. Hey. I have the room. When is the, I guess, do I have the room now or do I have to wait till it's cleaned or?
Well, you can ask Melissabeth that.
Melissabeth.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I have to go. I shouldn't be here.
Melissabeth. I've never heard a name like that before. I didn't even know that was a name. But now that I've heard it, it's the most beautiful name I've ever heard. Half Melissa. Half Elizabeth, I'm half full of words and half out of breath and half starstruck and half under the sun, and I think Melissabeth could be the one, but I'm she comes back to clean the room. And maybe Melissabeth will be mine. Just leave this here and leave the room.
Ah, what's happening, Victoria?
Just, you know, like getting back to the concierge desk, ready to give people restaurant recommendations.
I got recommendations for you.
Oh, Brad, what?
Oh, I love the way my mouth sounds around your name.
Brad.
Yeah, Victoria.
Victoria. What do you want?
Oh, don't ask me a dangerous question like that unless you want to hear the answer.
Oh, Brad, you know I want to hear the answer.
Do you? You want to hear it bad?
Yeah, I want to hear it, Brad.
Real bad?
Yeah, I want to hear it bad, Brad.
Yeah, Victoria. What I want is a 4-star recommendation. You know how that goes. The kind of inside information that leads to you taking off your clothes. I want a 4-star kind of tip. And I want to be the one to give it to you with a slip. Oh, you know what I want. And you know all the info. You know all the places that guys like me want to go. I like the good ideas, and those are the type I've had. But this time, Victoria, I want a recommendation that's bad.
I could tell you where to get your shoes clean, could tell you where to eat a bit of crab. But I think that's not what you're saying. I think I know what you're saying, Brad. You are flirting with me and my face is getting flushed. I can give you 4-star recommendations. I can give you that simple touch.
I want a recommendation of where I can put my stuff.
Oh!
I mean a storage unit and other stuff. By stuff, I mean the parts of me that I can't express. I mean my feelings and my genitals. I want them to press against you.
I can give you a place to store your heart, Brad.
Oh, yeah, Victoria.
I can give you a place to store your heart, Brad.
Show me more of your...
As for the other part, you're bad, Brad.
Bad Victoria.
But I can give you a place to store your heart.
That's a start. But really, I gotta say it's true. I love working at this hotel and working with you. I love the freedom that it gives me, and it does go to my head. Why would anyone ever want to get married when you could be in a house with all these beds?
Oh, hey, Brad. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I know we've been, we've been doing a little bit of a dance for a couple months now. Getting to know each other a little bit.
Let me grab this pen right behind you.
Oh my gosh! Okay. A little bit of you have something on your. I got it.
But maybe I wanted it there.
Brad, can I ask you?
Sure, Victoria.
What is your favorite musical? What is your favorite musical?
What makes you think I like musicals?
What is your favorite musical?
I mean, I don't have a lot of opinions on that.
Your favorite thing to grace the Broadway stage?
Sounds like I need a recommendation.
Oh.
Because I don't know too many of those.
Okay.
I need a recommendation of a musical, like one you would have chosen to see, or maybe one that you would find attractive on me. Tell me, because you seem the expert here. I need a recommendation.
I can give you a place.
What do you want to hear? A recommendation of show tunes to stick in my ear. To know it, and it sounds like you already do. So, Victoria, give me the answer. Victoria, what do you want to hear? Victoria, I'll say it, I'll say anything. Just tell me what to say to you, and I'll make it sound true.
I'd like you to love Follies.
Okay.
Come back to me when you've seen Follies.
Oh, God, I got such a boner for that concierge.
Hey, Daniel, why are you crying, bro?
Well, it's just been such a whirlwind of a day, Derek. I mean, I started this day thinking I was going to have my wedding.
Which okay.
is why I'm dressed as a groom.
Yeah.
And then my wife ran away.
Yeah, okay.
And then I had a real roller coaster of like 10 minutes where I was like, this is dodging a bullet, because if this wasn't going to work out, better to know now.
Yeah.
So then for a moment, I was like, it's going to be okay.
Uh-huh.
This is kismet. I'm going to find someone new.
Uh-huh.
And now it's crashing back on me that my relationship of 7 years just kind of disappeared very quickly. And I'm...
You boys want more coffee, or should I just leave the check?
Yeah, I'll take one more.
I guess we can do both. I crack me up.
Me too. God, I love this place. It feels like every single worker in this place is just what I need right now.
Yeah, why don't you just, you know, take a break, you know?
I don't know, Derek. I feel like I want to jump right back into it.
I feel
isn't
bro.
That the best thing to do when you get out of a relationship is jump right back into it?
Bro. I haven't even opened my groom's gift yet, and you're talking about... Hey, what did you give me, by the way?
Well, I mean, my gift to you, you can keep it. Open it up. I know you're wondering, is that a leash for my iguana? Yes, it is. Too long has your iguana been an inside-only pet. And I know that hurts you on the inside.
Oh, thanks, Daniel.
Also, it's a cigar.
Oh.
It's in there in the back of the... Let me see. Yeah, there it is. It's in the back.
Oh, thanks, Daniel.
Hey, you're welcome.
Listen, it hurts me to see you so hurt, but you gotta feel that pain before you move on, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I should move on right now.
All right. But don't come back to Derek when you're sad again. Or you can, because honestly, that's what friends are for.
Okay, thanks. You're saying, feel the pain. Let it drip on down. Let that coffee pain percolate and drip, drip, drip onto the ground. Feel it in my heart. Feel it in my soul. And then move on tomorrow. Feel that pain, like maybe for a day. When the day is over, then I'll be right back and ready to play. One day of pain is what I need, and then I get back to taking care of me.
I was saying something a little bit more like this. The common piece of advice, well, this is: take the amount of time that you were with your girl, cut it in half, and that's when you're ready for the world. So after three and a half years, you'll be ready. 3.5 years, and you can go steady.
Well, I think that just got me close to the brink. But hey, coffee pouring lady, what do you think?
Oh, me? I just pour coffee. No one ever asks me. But I suppose if I were to weigh in, it would be move on the best way to get over someone that is gone is to get under someone else. So find someone and share the best of yourself. I mean, your physical best. Ooh, not emotional. Cause you're not ready for that. No. You can't have one without the other. And let me tell you, if you're asking me, brother, ooh, a lady wants one, not necessarily both. And she can take it maybe in her mouth. I don't know. I'm getting specific.
Sure.
And I should move on.
Okay.
But I'll tell you as I walk away while I'm gone. Move on.
Move on. When do you get off?
As often as possible. Went down the wrong throat.
Oh my God, you need Heimlich?
No, I'm okay.
Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I thought I might find you in this diner. I'm so sorry.
What, Sally? What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Please, you gotta take me back.
I'm sorry, what?
You gotta take me back.
Sally, you screamed at me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm not even sure why.
Because I was scared.
Okay.
And it was a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I was worried.
Okay.
And the wedding was stressful.
Just breathe. I know.
I got scared.
Okay.
And I thought, Daniel is like only okay. And he's only like, mm-hmm. okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, just run, Sally. Just get away. You deserve better.
Right.
But then I got into the back part of the golf course and I thought, what are you doing here? You have a wedding, and also it's gonna be like really hard to find someone else to just like go back to Daniel and just like settle,
mm-hmm.
and just like be fine and be nice and go on like nice cruises,
sure.
and just be fine and nice,
okay.
And so please, Daniel, you gotta take me back,
Sally.
And if we hurry, they could still get the past abs in the oven,
no.
with enough time to pass the abs. Daniel!
Sally?
Yeah?
No.
What?
Take a deep breath. I know this is hard for you. God, you're not usually this gross of a crier. It's okay.
That's how much I'm sad.
Okay, but I think you're sad about the wrong thing.
It's just that we got those boutonnieres that had a peacock feather behind them,
uh-huh.
and they look really good, and if you don't wear them, I'm going to be like, why did we take those feathers for no good reason?
Sally, I don't know if you realize this about what you just said, but there were a couple real mean things that were just kind of snuck in there. And I kind of ignored them for a long time because, quite honestly, you're way out of my league in many, many ways.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, but let's go.
I don't know. I don't think either of us are going to be happy together.
What?
I mean, remember the thing you said literally seconds ago about Daniel is only okay? And it would be, quote, a lot of work to find someone else?
Hey, babe. I found a parking spot. So is this the place you wanted to...
Oh, hey.
Oh. Is this...
This is Daniel.
Is this the guy from the portrait over your mantle?
Yeah.
Why would he know what the portrait... Oh, I see. This is a man you have...
Oh.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. This is... Okay, so this is Daniel, and he works at H&R Block and enjoys HBO shows and ordering Thai food. This is Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, what's up, man?
He works for a calendar company.
So how do you know Sally?
I fell in love with her at the park the other day.
Peter.
What, babe? I did.
What? Really?
Yeah.
You fell in love with me already?
Fully.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy.
Oh my Jesus Christ.
What girl brings a whole bag of bread to the park?
Me.
Is that where my bread went?
I brought it for me and for any people who wanted it, but also ducks.
God, that's so fucking beautiful.
Yeah, I guess it is.
You've got too much to give.
You're right.
It tears me apart. Your bag was full of bread. It filled up my heart. Plus, you're the best looking woman I've ever seen. Come on, Daniel, you know what I mean.
I do.
So, I'm sorry if I messed up your life. 'Cause you sure screwed mine around. Never knew that I wanted a wife. And suddenly, here you are. And I'm here too. Move back, dude.
Yep.
Down on one knee, asking if I can marry you.
Yes, I finally found you. Yes, I finally found you.
I only had to look outside my office window between my March and May display and say,
I finally found you.
The face I've always seen, I finally found you. And I cannot believe that you're more perfect inside than you're perfect in your face, which is really perfect. Am I right?
right, Daniel? That face.
It's a beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Fuck, it's so beautiful.
Face.
Oh, God, it tears up my brain.
Yep.
It's like when God made you, he was a genius, but also insane. Because it's like every single part of your face is just so. Those little eyes, that big mouth, that nose. I finally found you. And I never want you to go. So, we're gonna do this, babe.
Oh, we're gonna do this. Daniel, I'm sorry, but you never complimented my face that specifically. And you've never appreciated how I carry so much bread. And I guess it was wrong for me to be afraid that I'd never find love, because I had already found it, and I just was, like, kind of scared because it was new.
Just to be clear, you met a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and we've had...
like a week and a half.
Yeah, okay. And we're going to get married, and
today.
We've already made love in the bed that
you
and I shared.
Hey, man, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I was going to say...
let's get married today.
Oh, my gosh, the past apps! Oh, yes! Oh, yes!
I finally found you! You were here all... waiting there for me to meet.
Waiting to find you. Daniel, will you be our best man?
No, I will not. But Peter, here, you should take this peacock feather boutonniere. It shouldn't go to waste.
Daniel, that's really cool. Sweet.
Yeah.
You're a good dude.
No, I will not be your best
man. Okay, that's fine. But Daniel?
That's okay. I got a buddy from skiing.
Oh, awesome. I love skiing.
Of course you do, babe. Of course you do.
What will happen next? Guys, we have a complicated love story. Sally, Peter, Brad, Victoria,
Elizabeth,
Daniel, Derek.
Who loves who? Who will end with who? Will they end happy? Will they end sad? We don't know. Find out.
When we return to the second half of...
Love actually is very complicated.
Very good and true, Zach.
Hey, remember that sexy AF song we started with?
Remember when we told you the future was coming and the only way to prepare you for it was Squarespace?
Well, here's some more from Squarespace. Gosh, bless you, Squarespace. Beautiful templates created by world-class designers, Zach. World-class!
World-class.
So you can look like you're a world-class designer, like stand on the shoulders of giants. That's what's amazing about Squarespace. You can start a new business. Make it stand out with Squarespace.
Yeah, you can customize everything on your website. It's easy to use, from the look and the feel to settings and products. It's all optimized for mobile right out of the box.
That's a huge deal. It's not going to look weird on your phone.
People always be looking at websites on their phone. Does anyone have a desktop computer anymore?
No, I haven't seen a desktop home computer in years.
I don't think they exist anymore.
And you know what? If you have any questions... Squarespace has award-winning 24/7 customer support. They're there to help.
Destiny is calling.
Pick up the phone.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring. Hello?
Hi, it's Destiny.
Oh.
You need a new website.
You're right.
Make it Squarespace.
Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code OFFBOOK to save 10% off your first purchase. First purchase. Purchase on your desktop computer.
Yeah, that's Squarespurster Kerm, Erfurkerd, Erfberg. We have to say the actual words so that you can go squarespace.com, offer code
OFFBOOK.
Jessica.
What?
Wake up.
Huh?
Wake up right now.
You
were sleeping so deeply on a Lisa mattress.
Oh, yeah.
I need you to wake up to tell you about two very important things.
Okay.
One, I purchased two automatic cat feeders and now my cats don't wake me up every night in the middle of the night.
And I'm very excited for you.
But the reason that I'm not woken up for other reasons is because I'm sleeping on a Lisa mattress, who are trying to give a better place to sleep for everybody. Lisa is an innovative direct-to-consumer online mattress brand that is also socially conscious.
Yeah, you know that question, how do you sleep at night? Lisa answers it in two ways.
Right, one.
Sleep on amazing three layers of foam on a comfortable mattress that fits the form of your bod.
Yeah.
And two, sleep soundly knowing that you're helping a socially conscious company with their program that donates 1% of each employee's time to volunteer causes. For every 10 mattresses they sell, they donate one to a shelter through their 110 program.
So sleep good at night for two reasons.
Yeah, we've been, Lisa's been a supporter of ours for a while. We're a big fan. I have it in my house. I sleep on it in my house. It's one of Forbes' top 20 startups to watch. Get on it. Guys, they're also making pillows,
blankets,
foundations,
frames.
Get it all. Collect them all as if they were some sort of pocket monster.
Like a tiny yellow cat?
Like a tiny yellow cat who you love very, very much, and you need to catch it in a small ball. There's only four of them. Catch them all.
You must catch them all.
Try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free.
Available in the U.S., U.K., Canada, and Germany online with free shipping. This 100% American-made mattress ships compressed in a box. It's a very small box right to your door.
Or try it at the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC, and Virginia Beach, and over 80 West Elm stores nationwide.
Get $100 off. That's $100 off this already incredibly affordable mattress.
Hold on, $99 off?
No, Zach.
$87 off?
No, Zach, $100 off at leesa.com/offbook. Sleep better, babies.
Welcome back
to Love Actually. It's really complicated. We have a lot of love in the air and also a lot of confusion.
And a very beautiful hotel that is set for the wedding now of Sally and Peter. Hey, man, so honored to be your best man. Like,
dude,
so happy for you.
Bro, don't do that. Don't do that, because you know what? You're making me feel emotions, right? And you're going to make...
Push him down. Push him down. Stay there, you lock it down.
My eyes don't pee.
I'm going to throw up. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thanks, bro. I'm happy
so this
for
is,
you.
Hey, thanks.
For being here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this place is real close to the slopes, so, like, you can ski and then jump in here.
Yeah. Great puffy jacket, too.
Hey, thanks. Is this wedding appropriate? I don't want to embarrass you.
I don't think so, but I'll be honest. Sally's a wild card.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of don't know what she's going to say about anything. I mean...
You've known her for, like, a week?
Yeah, and that might have something to do with it.
Dope.
But it's also just... She's magical, you know?
Yeah.
She's like,
We shouldn't be having this conversation up on the altar.
Yeah.
I should have asked you before.
Turn around. Low five. Yeah.
Eyes pee.
Sally, darling.
Yes, Daddy.
I'm so happy you're getting married, though. A bit confused. This is not Daniel.
No, wasn't he just okay?
Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah, this is Peter, and I'm pretty sure he's amazing. Oh.
What's up, Sally?
Sup, Peter? I love you.
Well.
Oh, Dad, look.
I'm so happy. Your eyes are...
Your eyes.
All of our eyes are peeing.
And let them, Daddy.
No, I can't. I'm a man. Men's eyes don't pee.
No, Dad, it's okay. You're saying you're sending me off, your little girl. Eyes pee. Only when you are supremely happy. Eyes pee. Only when you're truly happy.
That right, girl.
Look at this line of babes.
Oh my God, you look so pretty.
You guys look great. And you know what?
Is that great a panina? About these? It's a panina, right?
Yeah. You know what's amazing? You can wear those dresses more than today.
I'm going to wear them all the time.
I'm going to wear it every day.
Girls. You don't have enough dresses, Ashley.
I know. They all burned in a fire.
I'm so glad you guys are here.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So you kept the same wedding from before.
Yeah.
Is Daniel's sister still officiating?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Peter. It's really happening.
Yeah, babe.
We are gathered here today to wed these... I'm sorry. My notes are no longer applicable to this wedding. I'm just gonna
roll with it, Madison.
Sure.
Come on, you're really eloquent.
Okay. Sally is a very special person to my family.
Aww.
When Peter first saw her,
I could tell they were meant to be at our grandparents'. Where did you meet?
At the park.
When they met at the park, I could tell they were meant to be Peter and Sally.
Seem nervous. Oh, you got a little something there on your cheek.
Oh.
Hey, thanks for officiating this.
Hey.
You're like a real strong lady.
Hey, thanks. Oh my God, is that,
huh?
is that a Eagle Scout tattoo?
On my hand? Yeah.
I was one of the first girls to be let into Eagle Scouts.
Oh, wow. That's so rare.
There was no Girl Scouts in my neighborhood and I wanted to be a scout. So I,
Madison, this is like really beautiful, but can you like skip to the vows?
Sorry. Yes, Sally. Absolutely. I will do
that. Oh my gosh, you were an Eagle Scout?
Yeah.
Is that like bird training?
No, it's camping stuff and
Sally,
building
you're
things.
Dumb.
And hey, come on.
No, you should know she's dumb.
You should know I'm very dumb. You should know.
What? No, you just have different ways of thinking about stuff.
Yeah. Dumb ones.
Well, I mean, who's to say what's dumb?
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful.
Okay.
Isn't that great, Madison?
Yeah, it's great.
What a kind and loving guy, huh?
Yeah, you guys are good for each other. Sally, you take this man?
Madison?
To be,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, we just said that at the same time by mistake.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just, what is this? What's going on here?
I don't know. I mean, it feels like kismet?
What?
Kiss Matt? A kiss?
I mean, you're so forward.
If you want to, we could. I mean,
we just met. I mean, I guess the other part of the word is.
I guess if you're...
Your hair should go behind your ear like this. I keep wanting to slip out.
Your hands are so strong.
Yeah, I work out with them.
But they're so calloused. Do you play guitar?
I do.
Oh
yeah.
With both hands. With both hands?
Yeah, I switch it.
You're ambidextrous.
Yeah. I love in both directions.
Well, I think ambidextrous people are perfection.
I'm ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous.
It's what I do. So I can love her and you.
Wait.
Oh my gosh. Let's be sister wise. You were supposed to be my sister. So let's be sister wives, because this is too much for me and I gotta protect my life. So if this is how it works, let's be sister wives.
Yeah, you're getting it. Hey, there's some candy in my pocket if you want to grab it out of there, Sally.
Oh my gosh, the wrapper.
I'm ambidextrous.
Whoa.
I grab what I want out of the air.
Take me to live and forever and protect in matrimony.
I do.
And do I take you? And do you take her? A wedding that's not a triple wedding now seems so absurd. We'll be sister wives.
I mean, it's really about me though, right?
We'll be sister wives.
I totally love you, Madison.
And I love you, Sally. And what was your name again?
You can be there too as we become sister wives. I do. Oh, Madison, I never realized
before. Can I get in between here? If I can just room for Jesus in between here.
Walking through that door. Sorry. Is it just me? Or do you feel it too?
I do.
Hey guys, I'm over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter.
You've been the time
great.
We've had
oh
together
my gosh,
has been so
you've been
special.
Amazing. Remember when
Thanks,
we
babes.
Met at the park?
Oh, man, yeah. Remember when we
got all that bread?
Yeah, that was like so funny how much bread I had.
When we found out we had so much in common,
yeah,
like 30
seconds
ago.
Oh, we're doing it again.
Oh, we're doing the same. It's just.
How do I say this? I've met someone I already knew.
What? Yeah, I like realized something I should have known deep down all along. And, but you know what? You can still like hang out with us maybe as like our ski instructor and guy who gives us calendars.
I mean, I feel abandoned. I feel lonely. But I feel like that's really emotionally all I can actually handle. So, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Oh, my eyes are peeing so much.
My eyes are peeing for you, Madison. I'm sorry I didn't realize this before.
It's okay.
I that's probably why I stayed with Daniel for so long. It was just like seeing you at family parties or the chance to sit next to you and we would go boating on the lake and... My hand touched yours.
Oh, it was so special, and I felt horrible because he's my brother, and I didn't want to take something away from him.
Yeah, but... you guys should kiss.
Madison.
Yeah.
We should kiss.
We should kiss.
Yeah, I'm going to take my phone out.
Okay.
Okay, guys, listen. The first act of Follies went great, okay? It's going great. Everyone, just keep doing what you're doing.
No, I did a bad job.
No.
I did a really bad job. I didn't even know the words I was saying. It was like I got stupid halfway through. Oh, God.
I raised the curtain before everyone was ready to go. And then I brought the curtain down before it was done.
Martin.
Ow.
I'm sorry I had to clap loudly by your ear.
Oh, thank you.
But you need to focus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was a great first act of Follies, okay? You did a great job as the assistant stage manager. Mm-hmm. And
Deborah, how can you even say this? It's like we went so far off the rails. It was like we were making it up. Like it didn't even make sense.
You
with
guys.
The script, let alone the title. Like there was no Follies.
You guys.
There was no nothing.
The only folly was that I cut the fire curtain halfway through the first number and it fell and no one could see anything. And yeah, I guess we were safe from a fire. But thank you.
I'm sorry, Martin. Guys, listen, for our one paying audience member out there, he doesn't know any other Follies, okay? As far as he knows, Follies has curtains that fall all the time, people who are in half costume, half street clothes, singing songs that they're making up. But that's the Follies he knows, you guys, and we owe it to him to give him a second act of Follies.
Are you saying that Follies is in the eye of the beholder?
That is exactly what I'm saying. Anything can be Follies if we say it is.
Okay.
That each of us has Follies inside of us.
That we were Follies all along?
Yeah, that's all the things I'm saying. Now, places.
Okay.
For act two, raise the curtain, Martin. Oh, you
raise
already
the curtain,
did.
Lower the curtain, make the curtain go in half. Okay, break a leg, everyone.
You think it's just me? Okay. Here we are back at Follies HQ, churning out the Follies for you. Oh my God, what are they gonna do next? Follies!
Curtain down! Oh God, we did it! Introduce some more characters. I know I'm just the assistant stage manager, but I got an idea for act three.
Sure, Martin. Because the Follies are in the eye of the beholder.
Yes, okay.
Curtain up. You go out. I'll be there in a second.
Hello, Follies. Hold, please. Hello, Follies HQ. Hold, please.
Hello, I'm a caller calling into Follies HQ. I sell curtains, that is what I do.
We would like to buy some curtains from you.
We have them in periwinkle, it's a very light shade of violet blue. Curtain down!
We're doing it!
You guys, that was beautiful. Now bring it on home.
Act four!
With the Follies finale!
We all have chances to love in our lives, and they're fleeting. We all have moments that go by while we're needing things we don't have, while we're wanting things we don't own, while we're missing all of the things that we have that make us alive and a home. Welcome to Follies HQ.
Thank you.
Ever since I walked in that door, you've shown me what a folly that my life has been before. And we all have goals we won't meet, and we all have dreams we don't know. But since you bought my curtains, it's opening act of my show.
What a folly.
What a folly.
We tried to have it all. What a folly.
What a folly.
Thank God I answered your call.
Follies.
What
HQ.
A folly.
At Follies.
What do we
HQ.
Even sell? What a folly.
And that's Follies.
Brad, what did you think of Follies?
It was so weird, but then it blew my mind.
Oh my gosh. Brad, if I could even tell you how many guys I've asked that question, and they've given the wrong answer, and I knew that we could never be in love, but if you really got Follies, like if you got it, then you get me.
I'll tell you, when I went to see the show, I went because I wanted to get in your sweet pants.
Thank you.
But then, as it started, I was like, this is nonsense. And uh-huh. these people seem half in the bag.
Uh-huh.
And then it kept going, and I was like, it's definitely nonsense. And one of them passed out, and they just left them there on the stage. But then it took a turn at the end, and I was like, oh, shit, maybe this story was inside me the whole time. And, like, there is no right or wrong. There's just, like, trying to be your best self. And, like, we're not performing for anybody. And really all we're trying to do is grasp at the most honest, vulnerable parts of ourselves and each other and make those connect. And that button is doing a lot more work than it needs to on your shirt. Yikes. Fire it. Let those things free.
Oh, Brad, I love that even if you could have a sort of transcendental experience, you are so still the same old Brad who will comment on my breasts. I like that you can be changed, but not completely.
I'm sorry.
Yeah?
I can't seem to find the hotel bar.
Oh, well, let me just recommend a path for you. You're going to take a left right here.
Yeah, okay. Tell him where to go.
And then you'll sit at the bar and order a drink. Well,
what's he going to do next?
Well, he could order one of our small appetizers that we have on the menu.
What if he wants a big one? What if he wants a great big appetizer?
Well, kind of like a big old appetizer, like yeah. a meal of appetizers.
Yeah, yeah. What if he can take
like
all
a bunch
that
of tapas?
Appetizer. Ooh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
like a bunch of bites that give him a sense of multiple culinary flavors
Does he like them in his mouth?
I think he just likes to have them like in his mouth and he just likes to have like some tapas in his mouth.
Okay.
What's
okay.
up?
Hmm? Man, I'm jealous of what you two have. Sorry, it's been a weird day for me. I found out that the groom. Yeah.
Honestly,
it's been a roller coaster. So I thought my wife was going to marry, or my fiance was going to marry someone that she'd been cheating on me with. Now she's married to my sister, which
That's
is
nice.
Good.
Still in the family, right, bro?
Yeah. Not sure what that. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I was just relating the story you told me.
No,
I don't
that's
know.
True. I wasn't sure if there was an implication that. No, I don't. Ugh. Sally does weird things to my head. I don't know. The bar's that way.
Yeah, but why don't you just go back up to your bridal suite and let me send you up, like, that bottle of champagne you were going to have anyway because it's on the house.
To just have alone?
Well, yeah, you can relax in the bubble bath or maybe, like, have some of the past apps from the reception. I'll send
you
them up to
you. You keep saying that. What is that?
What?
The apps from the – oh, they're apps that are passed around.
Yeah, they're apps on trays.
I wasn't sure if you were saying pasta in a weird way.
Oh.
That's why you don't work in hospitality,
no,
my
I
friend.
Do not. I work in H&R Block, and it is a different way.
Do you not know about past apps?
I mean
– Oh, there's nothing more fun in the world than past apps.
Bonjour, I am the chef of this hotel. Are we teaching someone about the past apps?
We sure are.
That's right.
You want a little bite at your soiree? Well, you gotta have an app on a silver or tray. You want a little bite that will make you feel nice? You're gonna have a bit of puff pastry once or twice.
A little mushroom, little truffle that it grows in the ground. It's just a dirty little food until you pass it around. Mushroom much better if you stuff it with quail. And that's a past app that will never fail.
You see the trays going by and you wanna say, no, wait! You gotta slow down, then speed up and grab yourself a bacon wrap date.
Oh, you gotta have an app that is past. Oh, you gotta have an app that is past. It's the best way to give your swap.
That sounds like so much fun.
It's very fun.
Can I have that up in my room
That's
instead?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, let me pass up some apps.
Oh, that
would
be great.
Send up a plate.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, well, I guess it's clean. Oh, mop. Oh, spray bottle. You're my only friends.
I will always love you.
No matter what.
Oh, that makes me feel good. It's nice, but Melissa, a hotel cleaner like me, a housekeeper.
No, Melisabeth, you should feel free to dream.
Dreams are lost for me. I don't want a dream that won't come true.
But you'll never know what you could never have if you'll never try.
Thank you, Count Spray Bottle.
Yeah, you think I, when I was just a mop, ever dreamed in my wildest dreams that I would end up with a count and a spray bottle?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Oh, I love your love.
You should have something like this.
I'd like my own room to take care of and fill full of heart and love. A bed of my own to make every day. And I'd say good morning to my own kitchen and den. Good morning to my own garage. And then I'd hand a cup of coffee to my man. 'Cause my house would come with a man. The house, then the man. I have more specific needs for the house. It'd have a washer and dryer and clothes folder. It would also have my own bowls. And I would have a cabinet full of mugs and glasses that I can clean. I'd have ceiling fans. I'd have windows and I'd have someone else to come in and clean them for me every week. I'd have a house and a man.
A house and a man.
The house comes first, then the man. A house and a man.
A house and a man.
I have specific needs for the house, but the man could be anyone, anyone, anybody, and kind and very smart and at least pretty tall. But the house needs to be ranch style.
Oh, obviously.
No stairs. A house of my own.
A house of your own.
And a man so I'm not alone. A house I can share.
A house you can share.
Well, that sounds like a very good dream.
No, it's silly.
No! Sillier than a spray with a fabulous family lineage being with a mop?
A mop is from an IKEA. I didn't dream that. What you should do is what we did. Just mop up your fears and spray out your dreams. You'll make a future that's sparkling and clean.
A house and a man.
A house and a man.
A house and a man.
Sorry, I was just dancing with my mop and spray bottle. That looks silly, I suppose.
Go for it.
Go to him.
Go to him.
Go to him.
Shut you can
up.
Do
shut,
it.
Shut up.
Fucking
shut
do
your
it.
Mouth. You shut it. Shut it. Shut. Shut up. Stop it. Shut up.
Hey.
Shut up.
Are you okay?
What? No, I'm. My friends are being aggressively supportive.
Are your friends that mop and that spray bottle?
They're the only friends I have.
Not anymore. Elizabeth, I don't have much.
You remembered my name?
Of course. I repeated it over and over. At first because I was like, did she say Melisabeth? And then I was like, surely not. But then I was like, I definitely heard it.
My parents were really indecisive.
They're great. And
a lot of people find him difficult.
No, I've dealt with difficult. You're not difficult.
Oh, no, I meant my parents.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everyone's parents are difficult. That's part of it.
Everyone's parents are difficult.
I think everyone is difficult in their own way.
Wow.
I mean, I'm difficult
in
that.
Wow.
Here's those past apps.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, do you want me to pass them around for you?
No, I will pass them back and forward.
Okay. Here you go.
Thanks, Victoria. Would you like to share a tiny mushroom filled with quail?
I'm really not supposed to. I'm not supposed to be in the rooms when the guests are here.
You could be my guest.
Oh, that's silly. Okay. Well, I'm... Hello, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. I mean, I don't know anything about you, but I just get this feeling when I'm around you, and I'm kind of... I don't know. I'm just open to a life where I just want to go for it. It's too short to be sad, you know? And I've got this, I don't know, it's a stupid dream, but it's something I've always kind of wanted to do.
I mean, all dreams are stupid.
Yeah.
That's why people don't like hearing about them.
That's right.
What's yours?
Well, I'm walking through a field in the middle of the night. And this field is wide open, and I think this field is just right to build a little house and prove that I'm a man. But solely a one-level house in the style of craftsmen.
That's pretty close. I mean, to my dream.
What's your dream?
A house and a friend, a house of my own, a house and a man, a house and a home, someone and something that I can share, someone and something that I can take care of. It's silly.
When do you get off work?
Oh, it looks like right now, actually.
Really?
I should probably take this cart downstairs.
I'll go with you.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care where you're going. I just want to hang out with you for a while. Get to know you, you know?
I want to hear more of your dreams.
Okay, it gets a little weird after that, but for sure.
Mine does too.
Okay. Well, after that. After we build a house.
Uh-huh.
And fill it with some features.
Yeah.
Like a ceiling fan and also a sink and some little creatures like a dog and a cat.
I love those.
And maybe a big lizard, and we'll take them all on a walk if the weather is not a blizzard.
Young bro, I heard the good news about your sister while she was a preaching, and I want to give you this back. It's that awesome lizard leech and good luck to you. But I also found in the hallways here a little dog and a cat.
I'll take them. I'll take this random stray dog and this random stray cat.
They have tags. They're not stray.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. The tags say, I'm owned by you now?
What?
Oh, that's cute.
This is, what's that word for when things kind of happen for a reason?
It's kismet.
Kismet?
Yeah, it's kismet.
I barely know met.
No. Daniel, me and Madison feel really bad about, like, being in love the whole time,
yeah.
So we want to gift
bro.
You our honeymoon.
What?
Yeah.
Coming through, hot coffee. Oops, didn't mean to push into each other.
Oh, ow.
Ow. But also, ooh.
Wow, all the feelings I ever had about a home, it feels like this. This feels like home.
Yeah.
Being Brad, in your arms.
Brad, I'm glad you liked Follies, but I don't know why you want to remodel every floor to have so many more curtains.
Hey, babe, don't ask questions.
Okay. Wait, really?
Okay, no, you're right. Ask all your questions. I want to know what you want to know. I want you inside me.
Me too.
But my heart.
Yeah. All right, Brad, we can put these curtains up. I guess we'll start by putting them up, I guess around you two. Sorry. Pardon us.
This is okay.
Yeah. Hang on. We just want to see what this looks like.
Put these curtains up so we can...
Put these curtains up so we can just see how they look.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, that looks...
That looks amazing.
Kind of meant to be.
Wow. That's what I was going to say, but I didn't because I have my own thoughts.
I want you to sit on me.
Okay.
God, I'm so happy for them.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of jerks to work with, but they do make each other happy. So, there's more to my dream.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Sometimes I open a door that wasn't there before, and inside I find a whole new room. Sometimes I'm on a tricycle on the freeway, and suddenly all the cars run into each other, they boom, and my teeth fall out, and I'm running, but my feet won't move.
I've had that one too.
But mostly the house.
The house.
That's a home.
So close to you, and also covered in this burning coffee, has taught me one thing. I've never felt better. I've never felt worse.
That's what love is.
I think so.
It's feeling the best and the worst. It's not knowing where you're going, but feeling you want to get there with the person that you're there with, or so I've heard. It seems like this is making sense and it's absurd. That's love.
It doesn't always make sense. Let's go on my honeymoon. There's a whole yacht that we rent, and it's just gonna be us. Although it's a very big boat, so I guess we could invite a bunch of people if they all want to float, and we can discover what is love. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
What is love? You'll complicate it.
It's the best and it's the worst. It's at least one more verse.
And it's actually very complicated.
It's complicated. I mean it, it really is true. And I think I'm falling in, wait, no, getting to know you.
Yeah, let's just take it slow on this yacht. I mean, we can get down and we can do physical stuff or not. We
yeah, can they wait. Can be separated.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And then put together later.
Okay, I'll just take down these curtains. Guys, while you were talking, all the rest of us got married.
Did you?
Yeah, but it's great that you guys are taking it slow.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Oh, yeah, thanks.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
You guys look so good.
I married the coffee.
Let's all go to the slopes.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Your eyes are peeing. We'll be right back.
Hey, Zach. We're out here. We out here in Holly Weird.
Yeah, they say we out here, and when they say that, they're referring mostly to you and I.
Yeah, and how we out here in Hollywood just trying to make our dreams come true. And you know what?
I don't know how.
Me neither. And if I wanted hot tips on how to achieve my showbiz dreams, why not get it from some freaking experts?
Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
I don't know, like... Introducing Hollywood Handbook Pro Version, featuring exclusive mini-episodes that can be only found on Stitcher Premium.
Are you saying we can get even more Hollywood Handbook with
That's
Stitcher
right.
Premium?
That's right. Listen along as they do everything from teaser freezers to listener call-ins and even upgrades on Chef Kevin's Tinder profile. Heyo!
Heyo, Chef Kevin. I have a question.
Yep.
Do they know how to pronounce my last name?
Probably not.
Will they put any effort into even attempting to figure it out?
I don't think so. I think they'll have a flash where, like, they're like, shoot, we forgot to say this out loud ever.
Yeah.
And then we'll just, like, dig deep into making you Zach Rhinoceros.
I think you've got to do that.
Yeah.
I think that's the way.
And you know what? That's how you get ahead in Hollywood.
You got to brand yourself. Zach Rhinoceros, Zach Heineken.
They're helping you, Zach.
We have an episode of this show. If you like our show and looking for Hollywood Handbook, go check it out. But mostly just go check out Hollywood Handbook Pro version releasing every week starting Wednesday, January 31st, only on Stitcher Premium.
So that already happened. It's there.
It's there.
We're in the future, past that date.
Future is now.
For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com/theboys and use promo code OFFBOOK. That's stitcherpremium.com/theboys and use promo code OFFBOOK. I like them and I love them.
I like them and I love them.
Welcome back.
Eliza, what a complicated tale we were able to weave with you.
I mean, it was right there in the title.
So. It was supposed to be,
yeah. And we did it. Oh, man, it was so much fun getting to play with you. Thanks for doing the podcast.
Sure, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Guys, what would we be if we didn't have Miss Eliza Skinner rap with us?
We would be big, dumb idiots. Big, dim, dumb, dumb.
Dim, dumb idiots. So this is a little segment we could dim and dumb.
Dim, dumb.
It's called New Phone Who Dis. So we just need any text message, ingoing or outgoing, just like, you know,
anyone.
Just any little, bit. We can give you more. We can give you more rules to help you rule it down. But you know, like something short-ish, out of context
and
is totally fine.
We're just gonna kind of deconstruct it and rap about it.
Something, you know. More than a K.
I feel like such a so much pressure to like have it be.
No.
We've literally had one that was just like.
What time is that thing?
Yeah. It doesn't. It don't matter.
Okay. Let's see. Well, that gives away one of my jokes. I can't do that.
You got to pay for the jokes, people. This podcast is free.
Yeah.
We don't do any jokes.
No thought out jokes.
Okay. This might be too complicated.
Perfect.
They can't conceive of the idea that they can't understand something.
Whoa!
They can't conceive of the idea that they can't understand something. Something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I got so many thoughts, so many things I believe, but here are the thoughts I cannot conceive. I cannot conceive of thoughts that I can't understand. That's the limit to my grasp as a man. I cannot understand the words that you are saying. How could a bunch of penguins be playing? If they played baseball, what would that look like? I cannot conceive of it. I cannot make it right in my brain. It's insane to conceive of a thought. That's as the much thought as this thought brain I got. Yeah, I can't conceive. I can't conceive of the thoughts that I don't want to believe.
Yeah, I've got it because there's nothing to get. And if I didn't get it, there's nothing I haven't got yet. I've got everything. I understand everything that's been said to me. If you tell me something that I don't, you're dead to me. I understand everything, and it's impossible for me not understand. There'd be a bee sting on my ego, and we know that if we go anywhere, oh no, I just thought of a thing. If I didn't understand it, like if there's a plan and I didn't plan it, would it be possible for me to know that I didn't know? Oh no, I have to go.
Okay, so now it's time for my flow about how I can't understand the things that I don't know. And I can't, I just can't do it at all. You can give me a text or give me a call, and I'll be like, come on, man, you know that I can. I will try and I can rant. But here's the thing a number one can't understand. I don't know what it's like to be a man. I don't know what it's like to walk down the street with a dick between my legs that lead to my feet. I don't know about that existence, I can't guess. And if you said, can I would say yes. Because I like to fake it, I like to lie. I'm gonna do that straight up till I die. So in my head, I know the things that I don't know, but those aren't the things that I'll let you know.
I can think, I can thought, I can do and I can't. But what's it like to have a big old dick in your pants? I can think, I can thought, I can do it and can't. What's it like to have a dick in your pants?
I have no idea what it's like to be a man. I'm trying to comprehend it, but I cannot understand what it would be like to have a dick. To think of having a dick, it makes me sick. The thought of that flesh just dangling around under my belt, low to the ground, or is it high from the ground? How big is a dick? No one ever can know, and it's making me tick. And the clock in my head is just starting to break. I'm thinking of being a man, but that thought's a mistake.
Oh my god, I'm glad you
you let down your guard because understanding gender is just so hard. Nobody can, but now let's go on a bender while we try to deconstruct what we don't know about gender. We're trying, we're reaching and grasping, but I don't know, and I've been to Aspen. That's where they keep all the gender studies, and they always snub me.
We gotta break into the mountain where they keep the gender secrets. You think that they can keep it from me? They're wrong, I'm gonna break down the door and know things about gender didn't know before.
Yo, about gender, yo, I need to know. So I'm getting down through that layers of snow. Tell us the secrets you keep in this hill. I gotta know so I can speak with more dexterity and skill. I wanna have empathy, I wanna have heart. How do I understand all the complicated parts? Cause I wanna ask questions, but I'm so afraid. It'd be easier if you just told me today.
No, the feelings that you're feeling and that you have felt are the feelings that are making all this aspen snow melt. We're suddenly getting through because we're clear. We're being feminine and masculine at the same time here. Oh wow, this is blowing my mind. And I gotta rewind and go back to the part that we did right at the start where we said, this is just how it goes. No one knows the things they don't know.
We understand that we don't understand. We understand that we don't understand. We understand what we don't understand. We understand that we don't understand. This is that gender is sometimes performative music. Expand your definition of what gender is and could be.
Conceive of the thoughts you cannot conceive.
It's all a construct.
Well, thanks so much for coming on
sure,
the show.
Yeah.
Tell the people what they need to know.
Where do they find you?
They can find me at Eliza Skinner on Twitter.
And you should.
Yeah. They can see me perform, and I usually post about it there on Twitter. But when's this coming out?
First week of February.
I think you're, yeah, because we're, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know where they can see me at that point. But I do have a monthly show at the UCB where I improvise a musical with a different guest every time.
Yep.
It's called Skinner Box. And I've got a podcast called Now That's What I Call Playlist. Look for that and find it where you find podcasts. And my pilot that Jess is in here on Earwolf. It's called Pet Helpers. Listen to it.
Get on it, too.
Guys,
do it all.
Please do. Give it up one more time for Scott Passerell on the keys.
Thank you, producer Dana. Thank you, engineer Brett. Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, everybody.
And just remember, guys, you can't conceive what you can't conceive, and love is actually complicated, baby.
That's right. Good night, baby.
Hi there, this is Paul F. Tompkins, the host of Spontanea Nation, a comedy podcast where some comedy pals and I improvise a brand new story every single week. And for February, we are celebrating Black History Month with African-American guests and improvisers all month long. You will hear some of our old favorites and some of our new friends. We'll have people like Nathan Lee Graham, one of the most beloved Spontanea Nation guests, and LeVar Burton, who has never done the show before, and we were thrilled to have him. Plus, a lot of your favorite improvisers like Tawny Newsome and Carl Tart, and some new folks that are new members of the Spontanea Nation family. So, listen to Spontanea Nation on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Premium, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Black History Month, get it! Do it!
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.